To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Nah, must have scared Leroy off because he knew he was going to talk about the Hurricanes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy went to go talk to his friends in Cleveland. Enjoy that, Jay Crawford. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
What do you think they're going to talk about? Ohio State beating Michigan, so he has to, you know, he has to eat some crow.
Yeah, probably. I hope so. I hope so.
And then Shador.
What are you going to talk about Shador again?
Yeah, that's what I'm Shador, saying.
I told him I was trying to tell him about Dylan Gabriel's fiance getting with the busy thumbs on TikTok.
Yeah, Twitter fingers.
You know, so you got to be. We got a controversy now. The drama's gone the other way. All of a sudden, Dylan Gabriel's got the baggage. Mm. So it's quick. You never know. By the way, we got a pair of Heat Kings tickets to give away before the end of the program, so keep on listening to that, and we will get along to it. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So the news yesterday, the Canes were left out of the CFP bracket. They were the second team out. They were ranked 12th. Notre Dame remains in the top 10 ranking, so they get that kind of last at large. Alabama moved up, even though they were in a dogfight with a terrible Auburn team.
But they should have been ahead of Notre Dame from the jump.
I mean, whatever, dude. The point, look, Notre Dame's the annoying one. They left a window open. That quack who comes on afterwards to talk to them, and he's like, you know, so is there a chance Miami could still get in? And he goes, like, that the stands could still change even if teams are idle. He goes, chance? But like, I'm like, don't, you know what, just screw you. I don't want to hear
why,
I don't want to hear that, like, oh, there's a chance. You're not gonna string me along again for your stupid WWE show,
and you're gonna love
where
it.
I go and I have to watch the dumbass bracket, and I gotta see poor Heather Dinich up there like it's election night with her board and bracket. You know what, I'm done. College football, let me tell you something. It sucks so bad because it is so fun. It's been an unbelievable Canes season. I have loved watching Malachi Toney, Reuben Bain, Akeem Mesidor do their thing. Carson Beck, pretty nice season. He's no Cam Ward, but he did pretty well. The Canes found themselves in the middle of the year. They steamrolled the last month, and it doesn't matter. Just, you know what? This is the thing that is such horse bleep and why everybody is falling out, because it's like four teams that matter to the sport. That's it. It's whatever the SEC is doing, Ohio State, Michigan, and Notre Dame, and that's it. That's the only people in the club, and if the Canes want to get through, you better be undefeated. Like, them's the rules. They don't treat the ACC the same. They've treated like, and I can understand, look, FSU, they got screwed when they lost their quarterback, and I was pissed about that, and I hate FSU, because it's like the things that you watch week in and week out do not matter. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't, it, like, it has no consequence. They make it seem like the biggest deal whatsoever. And it's just infuriating as a fan that you have to hear this cockamamie explanation from everybody. And it's like, well, FBI and strength of schedule. Every time in sports, Vlad, from the history of time, the number one thing that's mattered is who won a game straight up. And it doesn't matter. They just told you it doesn't matter.
Tobin, they got you.
It's stupid,
they
dude.
Got you, Tobin.
I'm out.
Got you.
I'm out.
You say you're out.
I'm out.
And then on Monday morning,
I'm out.
When the University of Miami is in the college football playoffs,
they won't be.
Yes, they will.
They won't be.
Yes, they will.
They just told they're not going to be.
They will. The fact that Miami and the fact that Notre Dame went down below Alabama after crushing Stanford. They just basically said they're putting Notre Dame and Miami in the same pool. And if BYU loses to Texas Tech, okay, Miami and Notre Dame are the two teams that they will look to see who will take the final spot in the college football playoffs. And the head-to-head will matter. For a team that was, 18?
Now they're
the second team out. And the team that's the first team out is the team ahead of them. If BYU loses to Texas Tech, which I think they will, when they get manhandled, Miami and Notre Dame will be the two teams, and they let you know this is what they wanted. They wanted that. It's TNT, baby.
Nope.
We want drama.
It's not going to happen. You know
what? Love drama.
They're going to want to. Here's what's going to happen.
They're
going to do that, and then they're going to keep Notre Dame in.
They will not.
That's the only reason that guy didn't say, they got no shot. That's the only reason.
Because
it's one of the juiciest things that they have to talk about, and they're keeping Notre Dame in there. I know how this is going to work.
They're not going to put Notre Dame in ahead of Miami.
Dude.
They just did. They're not.
They don't play anymore. It's over.
And the guy just let you know that the teams that are not playing this Saturday or this weekend can move up.
Yeah, because so he can string me along. You think I'm going to be a sucker? I'm not going to be a sucker. I'm not falling for it anymore.
God, I can't.
You're not going to string me along for another chance. We know who you want.
Sunday afternoon.
Go ahead.
1:15. Go to your YouTube channel.
I'm not.
Go to Tobin's YouTube channel.
I'm not.
And then when Tobin's celebrating,
I'm telling you,
because the University of Miami is in, and Notre Dame is not.
Then it's not going to
happen. You're going to be like, finally,
it's not going to happen.
The college football committee, the college football gods. Finally shine and bless the UM.
Mm-mm.
Head-to-head does matter, bro.
It doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't, dude.
They've been
telling you they've had the same record all season, and they've told you it doesn't matter. They like to do it on some fugazi, build along the season.
You know what the funny thing is, Tobin? All along these past 3 weeks, and this is why everybody's, they don't want to. They do this to set you up. This is going to be WrestleMania 40, okay? UM is Cody, all right? Notre Dame is Roman Reigns. And at the end, head-to-head will matter, and UM will be in the college football playoffs if BYU loses.
Here's the problem. To put a wrestling analogy in is Notre Dame is John Cena. That's how they treat him. We're Hornswoggle.
And he's retiring.
We're Hornswoggle, dude.
No.
We're a bit player. We're not treated that way. I don't like it. You'd think the Canes would be treated with some kind of royalty in class. Top ratings in the ACC. One of the biggest brands in college football. But they are constantly treated like a stepchild by this damn committee. It's ridiculous. It's always ridiculous.
Watch.
And I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm not watching this stuff to tune in and have to do, you guys are different than we're different. It's like, dude, this SEC, it's so fluffed up. And so it's so fugazi with how good they are. And every single year they keep it telling you, you're going to have SEC. It just matters more. It's like, does it? It doesn't seem to matter at all. Because when you lose to an ACC team, Alabama, doesn't matter. But if the Canes lose to an ACC team, death sentence.
Time out. I mean, they lost to an ACC team first game of the season.
Then
they ran off on a gamut.
Vlad,
go four consecutive weeks against ranked teams, and you won two of them on a row.
This is my problem, though. The season is the season.
And I get you.
If you're going to make the first week matter with all of these huge games on neutral sites, if you're going to make it seem like the Super Bowl because you want to have your own NFL week before the NFL starts, then you need to treat the games with that magnitude all year. And the problem is these frauds like to come in here with their beak and be like, No. Now it matters because we're making the rankings. It's like, who cares?
Narratives to sell that weekly show in November when it begins in November. I've heard a lot of pundits say that they don't, that show should not happen. Just wait till this weekend and then you give your top 12 teams, because that's what they're basically doing. They basically sit, and I give Leroy credit for this. He said eventually this will matter. Head to head will matter when everything's all said and done.
They're not even the first team out. They're the second team out.
Okay. But if BYU loses, how about this? Both teams are out. Okay? Both teams are out. That's it. So if BYU beats Texas Tech, none of the Notre Dame and Miami are out. If BYU loses, then the committee has to talk about Notre Dame and Miami. Okay, I test, you could say Notre Dame is probably the better team if you wanted to say from week three on. But they're also going to take a look at Miami, strength of schedule, the way they've been playing the last month of the season, and the number one damn important factor that people want to say it's not, but it's going to matter. Because there's some there's coaches that are in there, and coaches know. If you beat a team, this is all set up. And let me tell you this. This is all TNT, baby. This is all drama. This is WWE.
I'm telling you.
This is all WWE until Sunday afternoon when you're watching at 1 p.m. Wait, is it at noon? Because I don't know if they probably want to interfere with the NFL.
What are you talking about?
The college football selection when they announced the bracket.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not watching. I don't care.
You're going to watch.
I'm not watching, you're dude. I'm out.
Oh, you're watching.
I'm out. I'm not watching.
Pupils will be on there, bro.
Vlad, what is the point of watching all of these? It's not even – the sport doesn't even matter anymore. We're sitting here. We're debating nonsense. It's so dumb. Never in my life have I watched things have a result that showed me what they were. Full season, full off season to prepare, both teams healthy, and these jackasses in Notre Dame got to be like, "Who's your first game with the defensive coordinator?" Yeah, it was for Heatherman too, dude. He shut your ass down. Like, I just, it doesn't matter. It hasn't. If it would have mattered, it would have mattered from the start, not last minute. And they want to be pinned in there because they want Notre Dame and all their Notre Dame money to flow down to the playoff spots. That's fine. That's really what it is. Whatever. We get it. Okay, they travel better than the Canes. That's how they treat it. Fine. Whatever, dude. Enjoy it. Enjoy your fraudulent championships. Enjoy your stupid made-for-TV event. You extend the playoffs just to have more arguments about this stuff. That's great. But this is dumb. The sport is dumb. And you guys are going to lose out because the Canes are a better team than Notre Dame. They showed you they're a better team than Notre Dame. They may have the best player in the country, and you're going to miss out on that. And you've done it 2 years in a row because you act like losing in the ACC is some scar. They did it 2 years in a row. They should have had the number one overall pick in the playoffs. That's neither here nor there. At least right there I could say, hey, the Canes had an awful defense. And they did that to themselves. Fine. This time, they did. You were like, they're going to take it. They took care of the business.
They
took care of their business. It's enough already. I'm so sick of this.
I don't think this is Canes against Notre Dame. I think this is Canes against BYU. And if BYU loses to Texas Tech for a second time, they get manhandled. Miami's going to be in the college football playoffs.
Great.
The head-to-head will matter in college.
So glad that a game between Texas Tech and BYU can settle who's better between Notre Dame and Miami.
Guess what? Both teams got one loss.
So glad.
How many losses does Notre Dame and Miami have?
They have two.
Okay, then that's it.
Where are they at though? In the ransacked Big 12.
They, for some reason, the committee likes the Big 12. If you see that, there's like three or four teams in the top 25 from the Big 12.
It's ridiculous. This whole thing, I'm just out on all of it. I'm out. It's just not enjoyable to do this stuff every single week. I'm fighting with Leroy about it. It's silly. He's yelling at me. I'm yelling at him. And you know what? This is. They're breaking homes. They're breaking up homes. And you want to know something? When I like to watch sports, I like it to have some consequence. And what I'm going to find out is, does it matter? Doesn't matter if the Canes win week one. They play Notre Dame next year. Doesn't matter. Whenever it is, week seven, whenever the game is, won't matter.
Head to head has always mattered. Texas beat Alabama. Texas got over on Alabama a couple of years ago. You know why? Because they beat Alabama.
It's ridiculous. Hate it.
It's going to
listen. It's a crock. The whole thing is completely bogus, and they're treating the Canes like they're some second class citizen. And that's fine. Enjoy your Notre Dame travel. Guys, your Notre Dame travel. It's really beautiful. Great. Good for you, college football committee.
Listen.
You hacks. You guys, bums.
Get UM fans. Save your money. Get ready. Go to what's the word? Oxford, Mississippi. Because that's where UM will be going to, I believe.
Oh, great.
Yes. UM will be going to Oxford, Mississippi to play at Ole Miss.
I don't think so, dude.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
They got you. They suck you in. They pulled the Tobin on Tobin.
Well, here's the thing. Why would you suck the Canes van in if you've just dragged them along every single week and you've said that this doesn't matter? Why do you think it's going to change all of a sudden?
Because it's easy. Every week, oh, why are we 18? Then the following week, oh, why are we 16? And then the following week, why are we 12? And then the following week, why are we still 12? And Notre Dame is ahead of us. And now Notre Dame is falling
if you
a
really
step
cared,
closer
but
to
if
us.
You really cared, you would just switch it. It's dumb. Like, because you could sit here and you could have those same consequences of BYU knocking them out the next week if BYU wins.
And I'm going to tell you why. And I agree with – this was Leroy's point, because the years have shown historically that UM in a situation
But there's no
like
games
that,
anymore.
No. And right. Okay.
They're both idle.
Both are idle. So then basically it wasn't only UM and Notre Dame that was in a cluster. It was also Alabama and Oklahoma and BYU.
Yeah.
No
other teams that Canes are better than.
The two losses – they looking at their strength of schedule. Sorry, I'm sorry. I know I'm a UM diehard, but guess what? Alabama's wins were better than the wins that UM had this season.
The wins or the losses? Because the Canes are being held against because their losses. Their wins don't matter. Their loss was to a team that the Canes obliterated. To a team in the conference that the Canes are held up against. You lost in the ACC in overtime?
And you lost
to Louisville? Oh, how could we ever handle such a shame? Well, they got beat by one of the worst ACC teams there was, and it's week one, which doesn't matter, apparently. So why would the Canes thing matter? Like, they're not consistent with this stuff, and that's the thing. Vlad, you might be right. Maybe that ends up happening. I doubt it. But the thing that's frustrating about it is, can the sports just matter? Like, at the end of it, can the sports just matter?
It will matter.
It doesn't, though. It doesn't. Will. They've shown you the entire time it doesn't.
It will.
It hasn't mattered. At the it end, doesn't. It will. If you're an SEC team, it doesn't matter. If you're a Notre Dame, it doesn't matter. If you're the Canes, it matters, because you're not part of the club.
Tobin, it will matter. I have faith.
I want to pinch your cheeks.
Please. I'm not chubby cheeks.
Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Taking you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to the mixed bag. We got Rats Off a Ship later on today's show. And we'll get into all that. Timbo Slice checking in. You guys can catch us on YouTube and Twitch. The channel 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. So check us on out over there. You guys can get in on the chat.
What? Why do you think there was anger?
Oh, because they probably thought Leroy was going to be here for this.
Leroy might be ducking the smoke.
Maybe.
Think Leroy is going to agree with me.
And then what's going to happen? Okay, so like, but once it doesn't, once you guys, because
I'll be here and I will apologize. I will say I was wrong. I have no problem being accountable and saying I was wrong. But listen,
do you realize like holding this off for this reason is stupid? Just to begin with, like, do you not understand the frustration about it though?
Tobin, let me ask you this: Would you be talking about the University of Miami on a Wednesday morning right now after their season's over?
Probably not.
Okay. No. Are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I would like to talk about like who they would be playing if they were in a matchup with somebody.
Maybe, right? So if they were in the ACC championship game, maybe you might start previewing the ACC championship game today. Maybe, but probably more so probably tomorrow, 48 hours closer to the game.
Saw Malachi Toney got 2 ACC awards.
You see? Yeah. Guess what? You're going to be talking about this
until
Monday morning.
No.
Yes, you will.
Nope.
Yes, you will.
Nope.
Yes, you will.
I don't think so.
Yes, you will.
If it switches up, and if they change the rankings, then maybe I'll discuss it. Like they finally came to their senses. But I think I'm done, and I'm not going to cover the college football championship either. I'm not talking about college football anymore.
You will be talking college football.
I will
football.
Not talk if yes, unless will. The Canes are put in. I will never talk about college football again.
You're lying because you're gonna talk about it September of 2026.
Hard to say.
You're lying. Stop.
I'm done with this. I don't like this.
No,
I'm tired of this nonsense.
Come on, man. Don't be saying that you're not gonna talk college football when you're gonna talk about it next year.
Ridiculous. Dade South says it's early signing day too. I'm not getting into that.
-1
high school kids. Ridiculous. Half of them are gonna leave in a year.
Well, I mean, you know who was a high school kid last year?
Malachi Toney.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, so.
-1 for Sass.
There's no more of those guys walking around. That kid is a unicorn.
He is a unicorn.
He's a unicorn.
But there are some great young high school players.
There's amazing talent down there. Yeah, it's amazing talent.
It's South Florida.
That kid's a unicorn.
It's the state of Florida.
He's amazing.
But.
And they don't want him in the playoff. Totally. They'd rather have. Hey, they'd rather have them in the playoffs.
Jeremiah Love is not in the
playoffs. What did he do against the Canes?
You want to remember?
This guy is ridiculous.
You want to remember? He's the one that led that second half comeback against
the Canes. Oh, the window dressing?
Stop.
That's all it was, dude.
Stop. But nonetheless, the Canes won the game, and they will be given their rightful ranking in the college football playoffs because head-to-head will matter. Because if they don't do that, then guess what we're going to be watching in the upcoming years? Every week one. Every week one. It's going to be the university.
They're already doing that, though. Plenty of teams are already right. Shaving down their schedules. Like, this is stupid. Like, it's only going to cost us.
Right. Until it won't. And that's what they did. This is all for rankings, bro. I mean, this is all for TV narrative, man. This is ESPN. This is Disney.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, the thing is, Vlad, like, with it being made for TV, the TV sway is too strong. So, like, even Paul Feinbaum came out and he's like, before the season, he goes, you know, they were better remember if the SEC is going to play schedules like this, they better remember. And it's like, you know, it's like you just don't, you're not in the club. That's the problem with it. And that's just how the Canes are going to be treated because they're in this godforsaken conference, which, by the way, I've hated being in this conference since they've been in this conference. They've never won this conference. It's caused nothing but heartache and headaches.
It wasn't like the Big East was any better.
Yeah, but it didn't matter back then. They were steamrolling everybody.
So funny thing, they should remain. They could have remained independent.
Yeah, but you might as well. You might as well have. But you should have played Army, play Navy, play Air. Apparently, that's more vaunted. That's a bigger test. really like it's crazy. That's how we live. This unbelievable just nonsense that we have to watch. Angers me looking at the graphic on television right now.
And that's why it does. Look at that. Look at you're boiling red. Look, it's got you all upset. And then Monday.
It's had me upset. It's had me upset for weeks.
On Sunday afternoon, when you see the University of Miami in, and then that guy's going to, Reese, you know, when Reese Davis talks to
him. We actually realized sports mattered. Like, and by the way, am I supposed to be happy about that then?
We look at everything as a whole. We don't look at everything in segments, in parts. We put everything in a hole.
Don't put us in.
And when you look at it as a whole, Miami and Notre Dame finished 10-2.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
But one of the two losses to Notre Dame was to University of Miami.
Right.
Oh, and head-to-head will matter. And then you know what's going to happen? All the ADs and head coaches that were about to scratch off some of the games are going to be like, oh, it does matter, and then put those games back in their schedule.
Yeah.
Here's this was all to suck us in to watch 4 weeks of drama.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, dude. They're not going to do that because they could have done it yesterday and they didn't. One more week to string me along? No, sir.
Yes, because guess what? Everything fell to place on this past weekend.
Please.
Come on.
Nothing changed.
If they didn't do that.
Here's the facts about it. They should have been ahead of Notre Dame.
What was changed?
For a month, they should have been ahead of Notre
Dame. What was changed? You know what's changed?
Ridiculous.
Notre Dame fell below Alabama. You know what that meant? Alabama getting to the SEC championship game, it put them ahead of Miami and Notre Dame.
Good for them with their little dogfight with Auburn. Good for them.
Hey, no, that's not a bad Auburn team. Stop. Okay. All right. That Auburn team better than that Pittsburgh team that UM beat.
No. You're okay. Sleeping on Pittsburgh and Narduzzi.
I can sleep on them all I want.
The only reason you're sleeping on them is because the Canes dropped a hammer on them.
And
that's why.
They laid the smackdown on them. So guess what?
Lost to FSU.
Everybody
Alabama.
Fell in that two-loss cluster.
They all wanted DeBoer fired after that game.
Who?
Alabama fans.
When did who fired?
DeBoer.
After what?
They lost to FSU.
And then what did he proceed to do?
They can't change. Remember when they lost to Vanderbilt? They were
Miami,
all like, oh,
listen,
ridiculous.
Alabama has the second best win in college football this season.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
I thought
it's
about who you lose to.
And they went on and beat
matter.
Georgia in Athens.
Canes beat Notre Dame. It doesn't matter.
It will matter.
All that's mattered is who they lost to.
It will matter.
They got to make up their rules. Make up their mind.
My guy, they got us. They got us.
It's just like, that's the point, Vlad. It's different rules for the SEC than it is for the Canes, and it's different rules for the Notre Dame than it is for the Canes. That's why the Canes aren't getting in. It's been told to us for a month, and the fact that you think you're going to string my heart along for another week is silly. I'm done. Good luck. Have fun with your championship. I'm not talking about your sport anymore. It's fake. It's fugazi. I'm gonna go watch a sport. You know what I'll do on my Saturdays? I'll watch a real sport like boxing.
Wait, what? You're talking
bad
about
example,
fake
bad example,
fugazi?
Bad example. I will watch Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua.
Another fugazi. Stop it. And guess what? Narratives to suck us into watch.
And I hate that. Whoever wins should go ahead. Like this whole thing.
Let me ask you this.
I hate when that happens
let
in
me
the
ask
fight
you this,
game.
Tobin.
It drives me insane.
Tobin, when this happens on Sunday afternoon, what are you going to say? When the Miami Hurricanes are in the college football playoffs.
They won't be.
When it happens, okay? At least, all right, for you, because you're saying it won't.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens,
right.
What will you say?
I will say that it's about time. Don't think I'm going to be happy about this.
But will you say they got you?
No.
Why?
Because I don't think I'm going to give anybody credit for doing something that should have been done for a month. Nothing changed. We've known Miami's better than Notre Dame since week one. You want to know why? They played. Miami won. Nothing has changed. And so if you strung me along, that's even worse. You want to know what that is, Vlad? A manipulative relationship. So I'm not here for that. I'm not here to be manipulated. So they can kiss my ass. Their sport is stupid. It's fake. The sport doesn't matter. The results don't matter. Notre Dame can go to hell. They're a bunch of bums.
Wow, you're putting.
And I don't want to hear about it anymore.
That's crazy.
And if you think you're going to string me along for another week with your stupid little Royal Rumble show, you're not.
They got you.
Because I don't watch this sport anymore. I'm done with college football.
Leroy,
it's over.
Leroy, I told him to
I'm done with this fake sport.
Let you two go at it.
So, would it be a fake sport if Miami makes the playoff?
Yeah, it was, because it would have been fake the entire time.
No,
nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. It's been my point the entire time for 3 weeks. We will take a break. We can't. We literally, you came in at like 3:35, so we do have to go to break, dude. Like, that's not on me. We can get back into it, but just not now. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. How was Cleveland, Leroy?
He just got in.
How was Cleveland, Leroy?
You know, I had to own up to my defeat. Other than that, talk a little Shadur. Found out that Deshaun Watson is coming back.
Coming back where?
I think if he's back, he's going to play.
Wait. If Shadur loses or plays bad in week 14.
No, what an organization.
No, are you talking about next
not
year?
Even, like, listen, how can I put this? There's certain things that, especially in today's football, there's a lot of things that have ruined quarterbacks that end up going somewhere and playing well. One of them is playing too early on a team that has no support around it. The only thing that Shadur can actually learn on the fly is organization, how to get everything going or whatever. But if he doesn't have anybody getting open, to sit back and try to teach him to sit in the pocket when there's nowhere to go is doing him a disservice.
I guess you can say it worked for Drake May. Drake May got his ass kicked his first couple of years.
Yeah, but also
first couple of years. It was last year.
It was last year, 1 year.
It's only second year.
Yeah.
I thought it was his third. Yeah, so he got his ass kicked last year.
But, all right, like, I've watched this team. You know, there's no wide receivers. They run the ball well. So I would, like, lean on the play action. And it, just know that he's not going to be a finished product, but there's too many teams in the situation with the Browns that have ruined quarterbacks rather than develop them and get them better. The support staff around Drake May is a lot better than the support staff around Shedeur Sanders.
Not last year, it wasn't.
Okay. All right, never mind.
It wasn't. Like, why are you saying it was? They were a terrible team last year. They had no offensive. They were no offensive line. They had no receivers. He did not have a support system last year.
That was last year. Okay, but he was also a first-round pick. That means that certain guys, you have an idea of, hey, let's just put him in there. He's going to get through it.
I just think, well, it's not really even so much about that. I just think playing Deshaun Watson is, like, terrible.
You should just cut bait on that. I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I just said, yeah, he'll probably play. Because if you look at Deshaun Watson, you look at Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel, and you got that money out there, you go head on. Yeah, like,
you know what? This all sounds good. I need to hear Leroy's college football playoff rankings opinion.
I said it yesterday. I've been pretty consistent with this. The committee has done everything they can to put Miami as close to Notre Dame as possible.
Except doing it.
When it comes time to make that decision, there's no way that they can pick Notre Dame over Miami with them being that close and one team beat the other team.
They literally just did. They still have them ahead, and there's no games left to play.
Don't worry about this week. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The playoffs don't start this week.
Okay.
You got so many other things that can happen with these conference championships.
I think, you know what the thing that's crazy about it, too, that I understand what your take has been on this, and I don't want to keep, you know, bemoaning it because we've been talking about it while you were talking to Jay Crawford, but you have more evidence of the committee making decisions against any team in this conference and decisions for Notre Dame than you do against it. Always and forever. And so we've been, you look at it as, oh, they've been genuinely trying to move it slower and slower and slower. Well, these teams are done. Their resumes are over. They're not playing in conference championships, and they still have Notre Dame above them. So I think they've already spoken. They want to do everything they can to keep Notre Dame in there, not put the Canes in.
Like, there's so much that can happen in this final week. So I would say, and I would pretty much be stunned if this were to happen. There is no way Notre Dame should make it over Miami in the playoff.
Then why are they ranked above them?
Because it doesn't matter now.
No, I'm not.
They ain't playing the playoffs this week. But who cares?
Because their resumes are done. So why? What left can
who
they?
Who cares? Because there's so many championships that have to happen.
Your argument can't be who cares. I'm asking you, what is the logic for a committee to have two resumes done? Their seasons are over. What is the logic now to have Notre Dame above them? There's
because
not.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter.
No,
you're not playing the playoffs.
What doesn't matter is the game.
You know what's going to happen? Let's see what happens between Georgia, Alabama, BYU, and Texas Tech. There's a lot of things that can happen. The playoffs are after next week. Okay? The fact that they're appeasing anybody right now doesn't matter. They're not playing the playoffs this week. Who cares?
I've cared about this for a month.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
It's dumb.
They're not playing any games.
But it doesn't make, like, it has no sense.
That's my point, Tobin.
But it's not the point. The point is their system is dumb. No, guys, this is something that hasn't happened yet. Okay. It's been literally happening to us for the last 3 weeks. And the point is,
it hasn't. They're not playing any playoffs yet.
I just want to be clear here. When they don't get in the playoffs, which is like, here's the conundrum I'm in. Like, I want them obviously in the playoffs, even though this is a dumb wrestling thing. But the point is, you guys have been arguing, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Which, by the way, has been like the tale of time when somebody sees something down the horizon and you say, oh, no, it'd be cool. We get that all the time here. The cameras are going to work someday. You know, like, if you keep being told, it's going to happen. you get strung along until the time is out. And we've been told a message from them the entire time that the game that these guys played did not matter. So say what you want about what's going to... No, just let me finish. Say what you want about what's going to happen this weekend. Okay, fine. But Leroy, the Canes and Notre Dame are done. Their seasons are done. Their records are the same. One team beat the other. Another team's ranked above them. There's can you say right now, even if there were no games this weekend that have nothing... And by the way, none of them have anything to do with Notre Dame or the Canes. Is there any reason today that Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of the Canes? Forget about TV. Forget about product. Forget about the bracket will become. I'm saying last night. Let's say last night was the final boss. Is there any reason on God's green earth that the Canes should be ranked behind Notre Dame?
No.
No.
Not really.
That's my point. That's it.
Listen, that's Tobin. Tobin, do you understand they don't play games this week? Who cares?
That's the point. There's nothing left to play. Why are they still behind them?
There's a lot of teams above them playing that have to be figured out. Okay, guess what? What if I take and put Notre Dame at 11 and Miami at 10? Depending on who wins, they both could be out.
Maybe.
So it doesn't matter right now. It doesn't matter until they start playing the damn games.
You've been saying, okay, but you've been saying that, and they've been stringing it along. And now
who cares?
That's
they're not
the whole
playing games
point,
this week.
It's so silly. Like, I don't understand.
No, think about this.
Your argument can't be who cares. Is that how you have arguments with people who are upset by something?
No.
Is who cares?
No,
I do. Obviously, I look at this and I say, this is wrong. What we're seeing here is wrong.
I'm having this argument for this moment because there is so much that has to happen or that's going to happen next Friday, Saturday, and then the selection committee on Sunday that I believe that this will work itself out. Now, there could be a situation where neither team makes it. Because guess what? If Alabama beats Georgia and if BYU beats Texas Tech, you're both out.
Well, I think Bama lose is going to be in.
But who cares? At that point, it's like that I can understand. I'm talking about right now.
Bama's not going to be in with three losses.
But the Canes resume is set with Notre Dame.
So there's no change.
Tobin.
So to appease you, and let me get this straight. If they were to take and put Miami 10th and Notre Dame 11th, you'd be happy. Even if it could also mean neither team makes
it. At least it would make sense.
But at least it would make sense, Leroy. Only makes sense when they start playing the game.
No, but when you're saying one team's out and one team's in, right now Notre Dame's in. If you want to say both teams are out, but Miami's ahead of them, okay, at least it makes sense. I don't like it. Like, they still think the Canes are a playoff team, but at least it makes sense. I don't have much of a leg to stand on here.
You just don't want Notre Dame. You think you just don't want Notre Dame ahead of Miami.
It's literally been ridiculous the entire year.
So two things going on. One, if BYU loses, Miami's in. Okay?
Right.
Second, here's the other thing. I don't think they – and the committee showed you that last year. Depending on how you lose in the conference championship, they're not knocking you out of the college football playoff. The fact that Alabama was ahead of of Notre Dame, they kind of setting you up to – they already beat Georgia. If they beat Georgia twice, cool. They could go as high as 5 or maybe have a first round bye. But I don't think they're going to be I don't think they're going
to
be out of the college.
But if they lose to Georgia, they're
I don't think they're going to be out of the college football playoff. They don't penalize you for getting to the conference championship.
Well, they got 3 losses though.
And one would be to the SEC champion. I don't think they're going to penalize them. Now, if neither Notre Dame or Miami make the college football playoffs, right? Say BYU does win it, right? You know they're going to play each other again.
For what, a bowl?
In a bowl.
Yeah. They got a game next year. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
I mean, that's probably the most likely matchup would be 11 versus 12 because, heck, where are you going to put them? So, yeah.
Yeah.
All we got to do, we're rooting for Texas Tech to beat BYU.
Well, that would be a great trophy to have. Get a Pop-Tart toaster for beating Notre Dame again.
I mean, it doesn't, I get all of your anger. I get all of your why isn't Miami above. I get all that. But I also understand they ain't playing the playoff this week. So, I mean, until – so
– well, I just – I guess my point is like you guys keep mentioning about all these mechanisms of the conference championship, right? And none of it's reflective of the Canes or Notre Dame. Notre Dame isn't in a conference. The Canes aren't in a conference championship. Their seasons are done. So the entire talk has been from them, well, when the record's the same, then we'll get to that point. And they never did. So now, if you want to, and this
you
guy,
you are at that point.
You're not because
if the things fall where they are. So say if Alabama loses, or if BYU loses, and Texas Tech wins, or you know you have some of these other conference championships, right? That happen. Okay, then when they have to determine who's in the playoff and who's going to actually be in the college football playoff, then I think all these things come into play. But until then, them to just appease everybody and put wherever they
need
to put
them down,
it doesn't matter.
But it's not it does matter because you've said the entire
– the games
they, so well, if, they already played, but that's the point, Leroy, and I don't understand why this keeps getting missed by you. They did play a game. They played a game already, and it's not been taken into account the entire time. And now you're going to tell me in a game in a weekend where both of these teams don't play, then I'm supposed to have the faith that these guys in a room who are the entire time have said that game doesn't matter, now I'm supposed to have faith that the last time they get together, they will say, if everything breaks, that they're going to pick Miami over Notre Dame?
Here's what I would say. Regardless of where they are in the top 12, regardless of where they are, if you're 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th, there's so many things that could happen ahead of you that push you out. And then if somebody gets pushed out, then I believe that the conversation you're having right now will carry more weight because Miami beat Notre Dame. But to have this conversation now without all the stuff that's going on, you do realize if certain teams win or lose above you, both of you guys could be out.
But that's not the situation right now. We're not both out right now.
Right, and right now it doesn't matter.
Okay.
If I put Miami 9th and put Notre Dame 10th, who's playing in the playoff?
Miami should play in the playoff above Notre Dame.
Okay, but could that still happen?
They say it will, but they say maybe, but okay, the guy was kind of fleeting. Like, did you see him on the TV last night? He was kind of like, I didn't trust him. He didn't have a trustworthy face.
With so much still that has to go on. First of all, if you want it, you really should blame the ACC.
Well, I did. I've been their treatment of the ACC.
You have a conference that has a 7-5 team in the.
I understand. The ACC is a dumbass conference, but also the way they treat the ACC, they act like losing in the ACC is like losing in the Sun Belt. When Alabama loses to an ACC team, no bigs. Who cares?
All right. Well, like, I don't know what the conversation is going to be when Miami makes the playoff, when the whole time I've been telling you, until they play the games, this argument doesn't matter.
But they did play the games. They played a game.
No, I mean until they get the actual 12 who are.
You actually said, technically, I just want to be clear about this.
Yeah.
You said last week, once the Canes took care of business, you would then say the Canes should be above Notre Dame. You said that. You said it for three
weeks. And have I not said that?
Well, now you're saying it doesn't matter.
Have I not said that?
But now you're saying it doesn't matter. Now I have to wait another week?
I'm saying no. What I'm saying is that even if Miami was 10th and Notre Dame was 12th, it still would not matter until next Sunday.
But at least it would be correct. I'm for accuracy.
Are you going to be in the playoff or not?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to be ahead of Notre Dame?
I want to be ahead of Notre Dame, and I want to be in the playoff. But no, mostly right now, the most important thing
is making the playoff, right?
Yeah, but the signs that they've shown, if
you're reading into it too much.
I'm not.
You are.
They've told me. They don't want us. I don't want them.
Okay.
Their sport is done.
All right.
They got you.
They don't have me.
They do.
How do they have me if I'm not if I don't care anymore?
You do care.
Why tune into the games?
You're giant. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
It's tiddlywinks.
You're doing that. I don't really care, but you know, watch. You
I
know,
don't care.
And then when they do it, it's like, yeah, I knew it.
I'll watch finally. For the real. I watch. I'm gonna go for the Golden Toaster for the Pop-Tart Championship. That's my championship. That's the only thing we're allowed, apparently.
Miami will be in the college football playoff if BYU loses to Texas Tech. That's plain and simple.
Great. I'm glad a game that has nothing to do with the Canes instead of the game that did have something to do with the Canes.
But guess what? Neither of the teams right now, Notre Dame is in the college playoff ranking, but that's only because BYU is in. We don't know what the outcome will be in the Big 12 championship. If they win the championship, guess what? Both BYU and Texas Tech.
They lost to Northern Illinois last year at home and got in the playoff. Like, they get to play by different rules, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is not in the play.
Okay, but now your complaint is about Notre Dame.
Well, that's always been his complaint.
I understand that.
What?
But I thought we were talking about whether Miami should be in the playoff or not.
Why should
minus
it?
Minus one.
Yeah, let's take a break. Back after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.